News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A former DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, is at Newry Crown Court after being charged with 18 historical sexual offences. James McCarthy is with us, political reporter with Belfast Live and the Daily Mirror Northern Ireland. And we were speaking about this a little bit earlier on, James, but in case anybody didn't hear that just after 7 o'clock, the obvious subtlety in this case is that it involves both Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife, Eleanor. And Eleanor is facing a trial of facts. Just remind us what that is.
Yeah, so a trial of facts is where she has been deemed unfit to stand trial. So instead, the tracts will be presented to the jury and they will have to determine whether they believe that she committed the offences. Now, she can't be found guilty for the offences, but the judge will then, if the jury find that she has committed the offences, the judge will have options opened as to a form of punishment for her.
Now, remind us of the significance of Geoffrey Donaldson as a figure in unionist politics in Northern Ireland and why, when these charges were originally brought, it was so shocking.
Geoffrey Donaldson has been a mainstay of political unionism for many, many years. He was the MP for Lagan Valley since 1997 until 2024. And he was the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party for 3 years prior to his arrest. Now, he, going back to the time of the Good Friday Agreement, when he was a member of the Ulster Unionist Party, he was part of that negotiating team. And then he subsequently quit the Ulster Unionist Party and joined the DUP in response to there not being any links between Sinn Féin's admittance to government and IRA decommissioning at the time of the Good Friday Agreement. So he has been around for many, many decades. I think that when he was arrested, it sent shockwaves, not only through unionism, but through the whole political sphere here in Northern Ireland.
Now, he is protesting his innocence in court. He hasn't taken much opportunity to do that publicly since the charges were laid down.
Yeah, that's correct. He is facing 18 historical sexual offences, including one count of rape alongside allegations of indecent assault and gross indecency. And these charges involved two alleged victims and spanned 23-year period between 1985 and 2008. And you are correct that he is pleading not guilty to those offences, but he hasn't spoken publicly and he's been rarely seen publicly, actually, since his arrest.
What is the expectation for how the trial is going to run and how long it is likely to last?
So the trial is likely to last around 5 weeks. We will begin today with jury selection and then evidence will begin tomorrow. Geoffrey Donaldson and myself will appear on the stand at some point throughout the period and how this plays out. It will be significant and it will be leading the headlines now for the next few weeks.
And of course, as you say, he's facing 18 offences, charges relating to 18 offences, and one of those a count of rape, which in and of itself, as I understand it, can carry a life sentence in the jurisdiction. So from his perspective, the stakes are extraordinarily high.
They are, and it'll be a trial like no other. I can't remember any trial of this significance, particularly not only in Northern Ireland, but across these islands, across the Republic or the United Kingdom, where we have someone of such a high standing and such significance facing such serious charges.
And the trial in respect of the trial of facts for Eleanor Donaldson, if there is, as there will be most likely, if there's a verdict brought in either way, does that have a direct impact on whether or not at any point she could be subsequently criminally prosecuted?
That's something that I'm actually not too sure of. My understanding is obviously this is relation to her health and legal proceedings against her have already been delayed twice due to her health. My understanding is that the judge might order, like for instance, a hospital stay or something like that in relation to Lady Donaldson.
Understood, James. Thank you very much. James McCarthy, political reporter with Belfast Live and the Daily Mirror Northern Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.